Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We've been hearing anecdotally from colleagues and relatives who've just given birth, with all the joys that entails, that they're shocked at how little support for new moms there is right after birth. As one relative told me, it's as if you're center stage, and then right after birth, you're escorted off stage, and the Klieg-likes swing to the baby, along with medical visits, insurance, people asking if you're doing okay, which in many cases, new moms are not. Another young mom who has two toddlers under three and a newborn, who has tremendous help from her mom, her mother-in-law, her husband, who has some income as a health writer, primarily writing about women's issues, told me she was surprised at how much she was struggling. What about women who don't have the privilege I have? Cassie Shortsleeve asked. Well, she told me with that question, she helped found the nonprofit Chamber of Mothers, an organization devoted to building a better social safety net for new moms, with paid leave, affordable child care, maternal mental health care. Two of the women working with Cassie join us now. Raina Boston is a human resources professional who lives in Seminole, Florida. She's the mother of three. Her youngest is almost two. Raina, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
And we're also bringing in Dr. Pooja Lakshman. She's a psychiatrist and author. She lives in Austin, Texas, also has a toddler. Pooja, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
So Pooja, there was the hope during the pandemic. Some efforts then at the federal level to launch 12 weeks of paid leave for parents. But, you know, we have a divided Congress. It never happened. There is no federal paid leave at this point. We can repeat ad nauseum how we compare to other countries when it comes to that. So what is your group trying to do, let's say, with just with paid leave?
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things that is really powerful for me as a psychiatrist who works clinically with women who are going through pregnancy and postpartum and dealing with issues like postpartum depression, postpartum anxiety, is that it's so easy to feel powerless. It's so easy to feel like your voice doesn't matter, when in fact, the only thing that leads to social change is groups of people who are, I'll say it, angry, coming together and advocating for what they believe they need and they want. And so with Chamber of Mothers, this group of us who is very passionate, let's say, we not only have amassed thousands of folks on social media and coming to or part of the organization, but also we do these fly-ins where we go to Washington, D.C., and we speak with lawmakers and staffers and congressional offices to really help keep these three issues, paid leave, maternal health, childcare, at the top of mind, right? Because there's so many things going on. There's so much in the United States that needs change and fixing so that we can get to a more equitable place. It's easy for these particular issues to get brushed under the rug. So we see ourselves sort of like, you know, the Chamber of Commerce, except for mothers.
Yes, your group is the Chamber of Mothers. Raina Boston there in Florida, one of the group's concerns, mental health, postpartum depression, and the far more severe and very rare postpartum psychosis. Both in the news, a woman in Massachusetts charged with murdering her own children in a postpartum psychotic break. There's also a new pill to treat postpartum depression. Women should speak to their own doctors about that. But you suffered that postpartum depression. And also the effects of the lack of paid leave. Can you tell us your experience?
Sure. So I am a mom of three. So I've had three different postpartum experiences. With my first two children, I did not have any access to paid leave, and it just created a lot of stress on an already stressful time. And I just remember feeling depressed, feeling down, feeling sad. So with my first child, I had 12 weeks off unpaid. With my second child, I took 6 weeks of leave unpaid as well. And with my third child, I had paid leave, and I didn't experience any depression symptoms or any mental health issues.
Whereas you did in the first two.
Yes.
And so do you think that it was directly tied to the notion of cutting into the family finances? On top of all your hormones being all over the place and you're tired and you're stressed, there's not as much money coming in.
I definitely think that's a contributing factor. And I'll also add that because I had paid leave this last go round, my partner was able to take off work and be with me for 9 weeks. He was not paid, but us not having two incomes reduced really helped, you know, my mental health.
Yeah. So Pooja, the Chamber of Mothers has local chapters. What's the hope for those chapters? I'm imagining one thing could be just being able to talk to other women.
Yeah, absolutely, Robin. Just knowing that you're not alone. This isn't just you. You know, even just listening to Raina's story, and there's so many others like it, that validation, and I want to just also add that there's research that shows that when moms have paid maternity leave, that mental health outcomes are better for mom and baby.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, too, that I see you all have these strengths you bring to the organization. Raina Boston, you're a human resources professional. Hello. Pooja, you're a perinatal psychiatrist. My friend Cassie is a health writer who writes about women's issues, and she's an influencer. It feels like women who are in the workforce are bringing their workforce skills to these issues.
I definitely agree with that. One of the exercises that we did in a chapter meeting was, what kind of change maker are you? And we just took a quiz to see, you know, who is going to be great at supporting, who's going to be great at making the calls, who is going to be, you know, organizing these things. And the whole point of that exercise was, advocacy doesn't look the same for everybody. We all have our own unique skills, gifts, abilities that we can bring to this movement.
Yeah. And some of the other things that you are addressing, it's, as my niece said, you don't even have a checkup with your OBGYN until 6 weeks after birth. That's a long time. I have a checkup with my dentist after I have dental surgery in 5 days. You know, it feels like there's a sense that once mom has had the baby, mom's done. Pooja, thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's terrible. And it's not just on the physical side, too. It is on the psychiatry and mental health side, too. You know, the first textbook of women's reproductive mental health was only published last year. So this field of maternal mental health and looking at how we treat these conditions, like even the research, is very new, because for so long, the medical establishment didn't really take pregnancy and postpartum mental health as seriously as it should. You know, I don't want to sound like I'm throwing my own field under the bus, but I do think it's really important to also bring up sort of the stigma that still exists, too, when you're suffering with one of these things, and to note that these conditions are so common, and they are easily treatable. There are options, whether that's psychotherapy or medication, and I've written in the past about my own experience as a perinatal psychiatrist who's suffered from depression and anxiety before, and my decision to stay on or go back on antidepressant medication to reduce my risk. And so I think that, you know, just kind of acknowledging that it doesn't mean that you're a bad mom. It doesn't mean that you're not doing it right, and that there is help out there.
Yeah. So along with maternal mental health, paid leave, your group is also focusing on the need for affordable childcare. Whose job is that? I mean, who do you lobby for that?
Our lawmakers. We know that other countries that subsidize childcare, the childcare is less expensive for everybody. And this is an issue that we have to bring to our lawmakers, let them know that we're watching, we're listening, and we're waiting for them to take action.
Well, and I'm thinking, too, we're going into an election season. You say contact your lawmakers, but maybe this is, you know, part of the vetting of potentially future lawmakers.
Yes. One of the easiest ways to vet lawmakers is to put in their name in childcare or family leave and see if anything comes up. Search their websites to see if that's a part of their platform. And if it's not, that's very telling. And it's something that we can ask them to address.
Does everybody who joins your organization, do they all have to take action? I'm thinking of single moms who might be thrilled that you're there, you know, doing this, but haven't got 10 seconds extra.
That goes back to what kind of change maker are you? I think one of the goals that we have as a group is to let people know that it can look a lot of different ways. It doesn't have to be heroic actions. It could be the little things. And sometimes it looks like us carrying other women who can't do certain things and doing work on their behalf.
If I could just add also, one of the really, I think, beautiful things about this organization is how so many of the women that have joined us are actually done having children. And so they're paying it forward so that the next generation has access to these social supports.
Yeah. That's Dr. Pooja Lakshman. We also were speaking to Raina Boston, two of the mothers behind the nonprofit Chamber of Mothers. Raina, Pooja, thank you so much for speaking to us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Robin, for having us.
We have a few seconds here, so I just want to bring in Deepa, because access to paid leave, childcare, you've been covering these for years. First as an early childhood reporter, now as our co-host.
And it still fascinates me, Robin. I was just riveted listening to that conversation right there. And we're going to continue to cover these issues. Yeah. They're grounded deeply, Robin, in issues of equity, issues that affect children who are 5 years and under. And together with our producer, Ashley Locke, we are focusing on really reaching out deep into communities. We want to hear from you. Do you have a story, a solution for this? Send us an email, letters@hereandnow.org, and we may be in touch with you in the future
to inform our future reporting. Deepa, thanks so much. Can't wait.